Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Good morning, everybody. Good to hear from you, or good to see you, or good to virtually over the airs know that everybody's listening out there in podcast land. Well, good morning. I know we are just past Super Bowl weekend, and I'm sure a lot of folks are out there having some great times, eating some good food, doing some really cool things, and spending some good time with friends, family, and everybody else. Although I am a little depressed that my own Patriots did not win the game. But kudos and hats off to that Philadelphia team that was really just, they were amazing. They looked really good. They were well coached, had an offensive game plan that just really did a great job. So I know we don't talk a lot of sports in here because I know that some of the people that listen to the podcast aren't necessarily sports fans, but it gives you a little insight towards how my weekend went when all I could hear is a collective wah, wah, wah went on in New England, although they were going for their sixth world championship. So congrats, Philadelphia. Be safe. I know you guys are still partying in the streets. I just want to make sure that everybody's okay and good to go. So today's podcast or coffee talk is all about transformation, being transformed. And I know I posted this morning on No Finish Line Nation and on Connect and all over social media the image of a caterpillar all the way through the pupa stage, all the way through into and ending in a beautiful butterfly flying off into the sunset. And it was a great visual because a lot of us have seen this visual before, and we think to ourselves what patience and time takes to be able to get to where you want to get to, and how you can go from one state to the next just through hard work, dedication, motivation, and all that stuff, right? We've seen that before. A lot of people have talked about a lot of the transformation that you go through with your body if you're trying to lose weight and move things forward. So, you know, that's one of the ways to look at that image that I was talking about with the transformation of a caterpillar to a butterfly. Well, the part that I was really going to park in, and the part that I was thinking about as I looked at that image and I thought about that, because absolutely we all want to get to that place where we are the butterfly at the end, right? We are the image of what we want to become and how beautiful we want to be and how handsome we want to be and how strong and in control we feel and all the different feelings that we have whenever we get to that butterfly stage. But the point that I wanted to make is that your butterfly stage is not really that much different than your caterpillar stage. Your journey shouldn't be much different from one to the next because all stages take hard work, dedication, focus, motivation, and positivity. All the stages, right? When you first start your journey, what happens? You start to focus on all the things that you know you can control. So the things that you know that you can get focused around. What does your eating look like? How are you tracking things? Are you working out the way you should be? Are you spending time in the gym? Are you going your 4 days that you've set your goal to doing, to lifting, running, doing all the different exercises that you really put into it? And what's interesting is that we go so all in those beginning stages when we're in that caterpillar phase because we want to get to the butterfly. You know, we have a goal at hand that we want to get to the end result of a butterfly, whether it's weight-related, self-image-related, whatever it is. But here's the thing, right? So you go through all these different phases. You're kind of shedding weight or you're shedding different stuff that's there. You're getting some definition in your body, whatever your goals are. And then let's say you do get to that butterfly stage, right? Which again does take time and it does take patience and takes work and energy to get there. But when you're there and you get to that butterfly stage, and which is a lot of people that get into, some people call it lifetime stage, some people call it maintenance phase, some people call it just living life after you've already got to the goal that you wanted to get to, whether it's weight or whatever, whether it's weight related. So what happens then? Now you're the butterfly. And they got these big long wings and you're about ready to take off and you're about to go do the things that you have to do. And so, okay, it's great. I feel great about myself. I feel really good about what I'm seeing in the mirror. I feel really good about the place that I've gone from. I'm proud of myself and everything. But then the positive energy stops sometimes in that lifetime, long-term phase, right? You're past the losing stage. You're past the celebrating in, I lost this many pounds, or I did this much towards working up towards my goal of a marathon or whatever. And so we have to go through the mental, I don't know, phase of thinking to yourself, how do I make it still that same exciting phase that I was at when I was a caterpillar? How do I keep investing in the fact that I know that this is lifelong, that I have to work on this? Because if I take my foot off the pedal and I get relaxed and I don't necessarily continue to push forward, being the food addict that I am, if I take my foot off the pedal after I've gotten to where I've gotten to, I'm just going to go right back to where I was. And pre-caterpillar phase, right? The phase where it took me to make changes in my life and be that caterpillar and know that I've got to make changes and gaining lots of weight if I take my pedal off the metal. And so here's the thing. Celebrate in all the different phases that you're in, right? If you're a caterpillar, celebrate in the phase that you are just now starting and you've decided to make a change in your life for the better. If you're in the mid phase, where you're in the pupa phase and you're kind of growing into this this butterfly or whatever, and you're in the casing and you're kind of figuring things out and wondering what's happening and where will you go and how's your body going to change and all those things, celebrate in that too. Don't think of it as being a tumultuous, hard, difficult place. It's a better place than what you were before, and you are making changes in your life, right? And then when you get to the butterfly phase, here's the thing that I had a conversation with just this morning on the coffee talk. Somebody said, well, I'm at the butterfly stage, but I'm really struggling because I'm at lifetime and I'm struggling with the longevity of this and what I need to do next. And so I had a conversation with her and I said, do you think if you took some of the qualities and some of the behaviors that you had when you were in the caterpillar phase and you focused on all the different aspects of your journey, and you celebrated in all the different little things that you were accomplishing, and you had the ability to be able to give high fives and be able to lean in on others for resource and for support and guidance when you were in the caterpillar phase and in the pupa phase, here you are as a butterfly. Why aren't you doing the same exact thing you were doing before? Because complacency kicks in and comfortability. That's not really a word, but it's a Shane word. Your comfort level is much more when you're a butterfly, because now you're at the place where you want to be. You might be at the weight you want to be. You might be at the definition that you wanted to be with weightlifting. Maybe you're running half marathons or full marathons, which was your goal, and you're there. But how do you keep it fresh, and how do you keep moving forward? Well, you got to get back to the basics. The basics are giving yourself small goals and continuing to celebrate in achieving those small goals. You were really focused on it when you first started the journey, when you first started to get into your journey around the caterpillar. And everything that you did, you celebrated in. If you had a good week in weigh-in, great. If you had a great week that you've increased your weightlifting ability by 5 pounds, you were celebrating in that. And every little incremental amount that you were able to get through, you were celebrating in. Because your personality, your brain and your mind, although may feel like it's different, is still the same as what it was back when it was a caterpillar to where you are right now as you are a butterfly. You just may look different. You may feel different. You may have a different level of confidence. You also may be more complacent, because you've gotten to the quote-unquote finish line. And there's a reason why on Facebook we call it no finish line. There's no finish line nation. We are all here because this journey does not just go away. You do not hit the finish line and then say, okay, I'm done and I'm out. It continues throughout your whole entire life. You have to continue to work. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. They want the easy, quick fix of a pill that we could take to be able to say, boom, we lost all the weight that we have to do, and now we are ready to go. But the fact of the matter is, it takes work. It takes dedication. It takes time. And it takes a daily check-in with yourself every day. You got to check in. and take a look at what your journey's doing. If you're in that butterfly phase where you are at your lifetime and you are at your goal weight, but you're struggling, get back to the basics. Celebrate in the little things that you do well. And it maybe the little things are not necessarily the same as what they were back when you were a caterpillar of losing weight or those kind of things or numbers on a scale or whatever else that's there. Maybe your small celebrations are different now. Maybe you want to be philanthropic or you want to go out and volunteer and you want to do something for others. So your celebration is going to be how many times you go volunteer or the impacts that you had when you went and volunteered. Or let's say, for instance, your goal is to go on camping trips or go on a hike on the top of a mountain because now you've lost weight, but you want to continue to work forward and achieve some of the lifelong journeys that are lifelong dreams that you always had. Now is your ability and time to do so. So why not celebrate in that and park there? Instead of getting complacent and tiresome, because sometimes lifetime can be tiresome and complacent because you've already hit that number, make it fresh for yourself. Keep moving forward because you know, one, that you need to do it for yourself, and two, you're inspiring many people around you. You're embodying the things that you wanted to be able to accomplish in life. You can't forget that. And if you continue to move forward and you continue to push forward with challenging your thought process and doing things to step out of your comfort zone and do things that you can celebrate in and give high fives, it's only going to set you up for success moving forward. So if you're in the beginning of the phase and you're in the early stages of your journey, just know it's what you are worth the investment to continue to push forward. Focus on your little celebrations that can lead to large celebrations. Focus on your little victories that are going to lead towards the achieving of your big goals that you have in life in general. Keep moving forward because you're worth the investment. And for those of you that are already past all of the molting stages and kind of moving forward as a butterfly, and you're already in that phase of going, wow, I'm flying around. This is all pretty. It's angelic and peaceful and whatever else. You got to keep yourself fresh and keep yourself motivated throughout the whole entire time. Because like we always say, this journey goes till all of our lives. It doesn't end. It may change its form. It may change in its goals of what you have with the things that you want to be able to accomplish. But our journeys don't end. And we got to keep on moving forward because just like you were when you were a caterpillar, you are worth the investment in continuing to move forward and investing in yourself as a butterfly. I hope that makes sense for everybody. It didn't for me. I know it stood out to me and it really gave me pause for a second as I was looking at it because normally when I look at a photo like that, I see the transformation and I only think of, wow, look at all these Transformation Tuesday photos. Look at all these people going from one spot to the next, how they've changed their lives, how their minds have changed. And we talk about all that stuff and we celebrate in that. And that is not one thing you want to take lightly because that is a really, really big thing to be able to accomplish those things. What I think is that we need to tap into some of the things that we did when we were in the caterpillar phase as we progress through because we were much more focused during that time frame. We were much more focused on those things. So I looked at the picture a little bit differently than what others might have. So I hope that it kind of challenged your thought process of where you're at with everything. And just lastly, to know that you're worth the investment of making the investment in yourself, okay? You're worth the investment to setting yourself up for success and moving forward and giving yourself guidelines of where you want to be and areas that you can celebrate and be really positive towards your journey. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk and make it a great day.